A livestock dealer trust was established in the omnibus spending bill passed by Congress last month. This gives unpaid sellers of livestock additional protection. Livestock Marketing Association's Chelsea Good says it only applies if the entity being sold is a livestock dealer.
As long as you're selling to a livestock dealer or an order buyer where the agent is, they're an agent for a dealer, that's when a dealer statutory trust is going to apply. If you're selling to a packer, this same protection applies in existing law that's been in place for quite some time with the packer statutory trust. So if you're that unpaid seller and you're selling to a dealer, you get that priority in livestock or proceeds in livestock until you're paid. This isn't a guarantee of a full recovery, but it's certainly an additional tool on top of your bond claim that should increase recovery in many of these situations.
Association General Counsel Jara Settles says this legislative fix should decrease litigation costs for people defending meritless preferential transfer claims.
I think a lot of folks will tell you, especially in the Eastern default, they could withstand a $50,000 loss or $100,000 loss from 1 week's worth of cattle. What they could not withstand was the millions of dollars that could have been pulled back due to preferential transfer claims. Because these are trust funds held in trust for the benefit of unpaid sellers of livestock, unpaid cash sellers of livestock, they're not eligible for a preferential transfer and bankruptcy claim if the dealer were to ultimately declare bankruptcy.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.